Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I came to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this dandy bar. Puts it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew, I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
What's going on, people? It's All Bars Radio, hosted by Nikki Bars. I am your man, Brooklyn Black. Thank you for rocking out with us. 347-857-4302 is the number. Of course, I'm here in the building on the ones and twos. Nikki Bars, what's going on, baby?
What's going on, Black? How you doing?
I'm chilling.
That's good. Well, thank you for everyone for tuning in to All Bars Radio. Yes, it's me, Nikki Bars, a.k.a. How's Your Head Game? I want to just give a great, great granddaughter shout-out to one of my friends. Shout-out to you. Today's your birthday. Shout-out to Tanique from Brooklyn. Shout-out to the All Bars, the All Bars promoters. Shout-out to everybody on pregame radio. Also, I have some shout-outs from Twitter. Shout-out to Strong. Oh, my gosh. You know I'm so bad with Twitter names. Bear with me. Stronger Than Ever. Yeah, Stronger Than Ever. Shout out to you, Mom. Also at Valley V. Shout out to at Scheme or Nothing. Also at CantVille.com. And at Mr. Soldier. Definitely showing me love. I can't tweet to you guys, so I see you hitting me up. I can't tweet right now. I'm kind of like in Twitter jail. So definitely when I get out of Twitter jail, I will definitely let you know. So, Black, how you doing? How was your weekend?
It was cool. Shout out to everybody who came out to the Space Palace on Saturday for the 420 shindig. It was crazy. For all those who are interested, I want you guys to Google something called the G-Pen. Look it up. It is one of the best inventions ever fucking created.
What is it called?
The G-Pen.
The G-Pen. So it's a pen.
It's okay. It's pretty much, you know, we're now in an age where everything's pretty much electronic. Your electronic cigarettes,
right.
Your electronic hookahs. So it's pretty much an electronic blunt, just like the electric cigarette. It has it's made with oil, but the oil that's made with is hemp oil. So you take a pull of it.
When you blow,
you know,
when
you
smoke,
taste nicotine. You taste like it. It tastes like you're smoking some of the best Kush ever created. And after three hits, I guarantee you, you could be the most seasoned weed smoker. You will be on your ass.
Really?
Yes.
But, okay, so how do you get that? Like, you can order it offline?
Well,
is it sold in stores?
You order it online. You order it online.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real cool-looking device. Like, you know, it comes with a little cap, so you can put it on your shirt pocket and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cap comes off, and once you run out, you can refill it with little hemp oil bottles.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And
how much is this device going for?
You can pull that shit out and smoke that shit indoors.
Wow.
Because
it won't smell like, right.
It'll have the smell, definitely. It will smell like I said, it'll smell like some of the best Kush ever created.
How much is this device going for, though? Like, what is,
they
like,
went for they went for at least, the guy told me $65.
Okay. Now, like, are you getting a starter kit with it? Like, are you getting some oils to start you off with?
Like, maybe one or two extra capsules.
Okay.
But like I said,
so,
it is.
I definitely, you know, I'm. Shout out to guys. Shout out to everybody. That's
my
sweet.
I came to the Space Palace to chop it up with myself, Hoffa, freaking
and Hoffa.
And
I know.
And A Squid, she would have experienced the fucking G pen for herself. She'd have gave you a better description of it. She'd have told you how the cookies was. How the brownies, how the candies were.
If you guys check my Instagram,
Brooklyn_Black, I posted pictures from the party. You know, like, they had joints for sale rolled up in this nice little cooler container for $5. Like, that 420 party was really, really bananas, and the next party won't be really 420 themed, but it'll be just as much as you. It's May 10th, so anybody who's looking to go, holler at me. They even gonna give me a guest list for this party, even though the cover's $5. So, now I'm saying, hit me up, let me know what y'all want to do, and I'm still selling raffle tickets, and I'm still selling dance tickets for the Father's Day dance going down June 15th.
Yeah,
at East Women in the Bronx. So definitely holler at me. Yeah, the tickets are $75, but you get open bar, we're talking top shelf liquor, so none of that. Bullshit, that's $15 for a gallon in the liquor store. Liquor, we talking Henny, Black Label, Grey Goose, nobody, if y'all niggas like that shit, you know.
Right, because I'm definitely a top shelf girl. Like,
you're talking all you can eat buffet.
Mm. And for $75, like, you really can't beat that. Like, think about it. Like, exactly. You want, and that's funny because people always scream, oh, we want this. You know, everything's going to be open bar, top shelf, we want food, unlimited food. Okay, so in order to make that happen, you might have to come out your pocket a little bit more so that those things can happen, so that the people that are throwing it can put together that event to make sure that you guys will never run out of chicken wings that whole entire night. You know what I'm saying? And I really think that $75 for the cause, too, a lot of times it goes
for scholarship, and like I said, I'm also selling raffle tickets for the event. The raffle ticket is a book of six. The whole book is $5. It's $1 a ticket. If you win the raffle, you get $500. So what's $1 to $5 for a chance to win $500? Second prize, you win $300. Third prize, you win $200. So,
and
yo, $1 to $5, y'all need to spend more when you have a shorter chance of fucking winning.
As I'm saying. So, and you know what, though? I've always never won a raffle because I always just be so, you know, because I'm a donator. Like, sometimes I'll even just donate to God. I don't even want to participate. But I always would buy a single raffle ticket, and I never won. And now I know the trick. Purchase the book. Get more than one. Buy more than one raffle ticket so your chances are a little bit higher. Definitely make sure you want to hit up Black for this event. You definitely do.
Yeah, definitely hit me up. And also, you know, we pre-game radio on the Facebook page. We've been the target of a bullshit-ass hacker. So I've made a brand new band page. It's on Facebook, facebook.com. Brooklyn Black presents pre-game radio. Spell it just like how I said it. No extra characters, nothing like that. Join the fan page. And I'm looking for one more admin to pretty much keep the content up on the page, you know. Listen to the shows, who we talked about, post the shows, and X, Y, Z. You know what I'm saying? Of course, strictly internship, but, you know, you're going to get a whole lot of experience. And if you know Black, he goes out to events all the time, and he always looks to take an admin. So definitely, you know, if you're interested, holler at me. And I'm not such a bad boss.
You're not. And I wanted to ask you, too, previously, I've seen a previous post from your Instagram, that I noticed that you market for other people, and I noticed that certain people were looking for, I guess, co-hosts on certain shows, and I know you're putting it out there. I don't know if those people are still looking for those type of, you know, events to go on, but if they are, I mean, feel free to say it over there, because I always see you posted on Instagram, and then I see a whole bunch of people like, pick me, choose
but,
me,
yeah,
and you're like,
you know what, because you know, a nigga like me, I'm real, you know, I'm cool, I show love, you know. I've always said that free game radio is in competition with no one simply because there is no competition. They're not saying that, like, we're better, but it's just to the fact where we're so cool with everybody, and we just have that, yo, we'll let you rock with us, we'll rock with you type of attitude. We don't need to be in competition. We don't need to be competing with anyone because how I see it, there's enough room for everybody to eat as long as you stay relevant.
Around.
So why am I going to waste my time trying to downplay your show when you're just trying to eat like me? But of course, other niggas don't say like that. So like I said, I give support to those who show it to me. So if you see me sharing somebody's shit that another radio station looking for a co-host or this DJ's looking for a party or whatever, it's because, you know, somewhere down the line they've supported me, so I'm just returning the love.
And that's what's up. And exactly, because for me, straight up, if you show no love, you get no love. Like, that's just how I am. So shout out to everybody that got things going on, especially I know of somebody that I can't remember her name, but shout out to her. Her actual jewelry line, and I see a lot of that. You know, I see a lot of people on Twitter and on all these social sites that, you know, they try to sit there and create their own business, and they, you know, they do things like create custom made jewelry, whether it be custom made shirts, hats, clothing, whatever. But shout out to them. And it was one girl on my Instagram. And once I pull it back up in a few, I'll definitely let you know her name. But just shout out to her business. I know it's called Big Cartel. And she has beautiful things. Like, they're so cheap. Like, she'll sell you jewelry, earring, and necklace, and bracelet sets for, like, $10. And her packaging is the best. So, like you were just saying, like, it's good to support. Like, I'm telling you, it's good to support people's small businesses, big businesses. It doesn't matter. Just support and support, because at the end of the day, when you do something, you're going to want the same thing in return. Being on Twitter half the day, did you see anything trending on your timeline, Black? That was...
Nah, I can't say that I have. There wasn't really, you know, I'm not even going to say there wasn't nothing, but there was nothing that caught my eye. You know,
right.
And then I'll actually do something I haven't done in a while, which is actually post from Twitter. Because, you know, normally my Instagram, the post to my Twitter, like, I haven't actually tweeted, I think, since last week. So today I was actually tweeting, I was just tweeting random bullshit, you know. And I was like, cool. Oh, I want to give a shout out to Persia NYC on Twitter. I've been rocking with her as an artist since the White Rapper Show. If y'all remember the White Rapper Show from back in the day. She was the only chick on there. She was on there smacking a dude with the dildo.
Slapping a dude with the dildo?
Yo, yeah. You don't remember that?
No.
It was a reality show. It was a competition of white rappers, you know. And there was one chick person, you know, who played her music here before. And she had actually argued with one of the other dudes, and she reached in her bag, pulled out a dildo, and was literally beating the hell out of that dude with the dildo. You know, and she got a lot of trouble for it because, you know, she's from Far Rockaway, she's from Queens. And, you know, no matter what color you are, if you live in the hood, you're going to hear or say the word nigga at least once in your life. So, you know, like I said, she's from the hood, so she's like, yeah, I know real niggas, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, they're like, oh, God, white girl saying nigga, we can't have that.
Wow.
You know, but I've been, you know, like I said, I've been rocking with her since then. You know, and me and her were going back and forth on Twitter today. I had to, you know, let her know that I've been rocking for a minute. She definitely respects the to put out the pregame radio. She rocks. She rocks with us. You know, she'll laugh at my shit or she'll comment or like it, whatever. So it's definitely a good thing. So shout out to her.
Shout out to Persia. And I'm sorry, I just noticed something on my timeline. Like, this is how you know you're young. Hashtag high school phone party. Really?
Wait, what?
There's an event called on May 4th at the, I guess, VFW Hall in Conchville Road, wherever that may be. Like, how... This is how you know, like, this. Where I'm trying to get at is, like, that's how you know this is, like, a young person tweeting, because they're tweeting about a high school, that's the theme, it's a high school phone party, so you have to wear phones for this party.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really caught my eye, because how are you going to tweet about a party that you're not giving full direction to? What if I wanted to attend? Where's the Conchville Road, where's that? Located where? Where at?
Well, I don't know. I guess that was one of those regional trending topics. You know what I'm saying?
I guess so. All right. Well, with that being said, I want to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, I definitely want to talk about one of the topics tonight. And I really want to know, like, the pros and cons, right, when it comes down to highlight reels in relationships. Like, are they necessary?
Wait, highlight reels, you talk about videos?
Yeah. I mean, you're laughing. You're laughing. I know that you were laughing really hard. Like, I knew. Because I want to know, like, I want to know the pros and cons to that. Like, is it necessary? You know, like, what does it do? Like, what does it do for both parties, for the relationship? Like, yeah, to have sex videos on hand. Like, and what happens if you do have a one of your highlight reels and you guys break up? What should happen to the highlight reel? So, and also, I just wanted to say, before we go on commercial break too, yes, congratulations to me I haven't been on air since the last time. I was in a stage where I was like, I had a man, we were boyfriend and girlfriend, but now that has evolved to me being engaged. So shout out to me. I didn't get to express it and say it over the air. So shout out to me and to my fiance. Black, whenever you're ready, let's get into the commercial break.
All right. You know what? 347-857-4302. And I'm still laughing at the whole highlight reel thing, because I just find it funny that you call it a highlight reel. But we'll be right back. I'm going to, you know, take it back real quick. Don't worry, y'all know this shit. Don't worry, y'all know the music. It's from the mid-90s. Don't worry, I got you. I just want to, you know, give y'all some old school hip hop history when shit was really making sense and shit actually made you dance and all that. All right, we'll be right back.
Check it out, Blitmo Squad 98, Raw Deluxe. Check it out, yo. I'll be the street kid, the brother your mama freak with. Put y'all people on if y'all know how to keep a secret. When I get money, you know I like to keep it. How I get money, others are trying to beat it. Flip mode, be winners you want to form a team with. The big money figures, the ones that pop the steam with. The brothers that be used to getting money frequent. The ones I would always measure my triple beans with. Until they start taking my people to the precinct. That's all back in the day, yo, that ain't nothing recent. Cause nowadays you need women we like to speak with. Eat with, lay them down and sleep with. Type of woman make a brother want to keep it. Shorty be so exotic, she looking decent. Line of corny hovers, he offering rack free. I can't hold the heat no more, yo, I gotta release it. What y'all wanna do? So you know we always come in through. Me and my crew, let me hear you say fire up.
Iceberg 5, where you at? Don't need no alarm.
to the beat, leaning so hard, it's like my whole squad up in the deep. Blowing up the spot that we hit them, know what I mean. Got you over, we keeping you people up like caffeine. Flying in the team, seeing everything on my little computer screen. From here to Philippines, keep it moving, we never run out of gasoline. Gas me, you're awesome, and suffer with kerosene. But yeah, my vibe be running the mission you never seen. Hot shit, taking you suckers forever fiend. Anyone that you come in, you better come clean. Hit you with an overdose of more rhyme, amphetamine. Got your eye bloodshot, you need Visine.
We are back live and direct on All Bars Radio, 347-857-4302. Nikki Bars, Brooklyn Black. We're here chilling. And we're about to get into the highlight reel.
Yeah. Shout out to our real new client who's definitely said that he's currently listening to pregame radio with me and you. Yes, it's always real, brand new client. Definitely, it's always a pleasure to have you tune in and kick it with us. Yeah, so highlight reels. And I'm going off of videos. I'm going off of pictures because those are things that I guess are considered highlight reels in relationships, you know. And the pro, some of the pros, I want to say, to videos and pics and stuff like that. You know, I believe the number one is enticement. And just to wake up in the morning, because I'm pretty sure, like, that will kind of probably start shit. Like, wouldn't it be a nice, beautiful thing to wake up, as soon as you wake up in the morning, have a picture message from your significant other, butt-ass naked or covered in fucking syrup, talking about breakfast is almost ready or whatever. Like, how would you feel about that?
That would be great.
And if you got it once, would you always want to get it again?
You know what? I realized that sometimes certain things are for special occasions. You know, so fellas, if she normally does do the deed but doesn't swallow and she swallows on your birthday, don't expect that all the time. It's a special occasion. You know, it's for your birthday. So, you know, but
sure,
if she
like
does it, like, hey.
Swallow me on my birthday and not swallow me on any other day because I'd rather you, like, I just, what? That would hurt my heart. I'm sorry, but I'm just, you know, but I get what you're saying, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. No, I would have said, yes, if she lets you put it on her butt on your birthday, just be happy with that. That's something I don't feel like should be done all the time.
You know.
I know, right?
You know, shit like that. So, you know, when we get those special treatments, you know, we should be happy and definitely do whatever's right to see if we can get it again, but we shouldn't be always expecting it. Let's see. And as far as the highlight reel, Nikki Boss, I'm going to let you take that one.
What about,
as far as the highlight reel goes.
What about when, say your man is away, you know, and he's away on business. He has to travel his job, so he is where he is, and you are where you are. And you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't you want, because you're going to be away from her for about 2 weeks, right? Wouldn't you want her to send you a video or a sexy picture? Because I know that, you know, I I like to watch those type of videos of myself. But, and I use it for masturbation purposes. Like, I would, you know, I've requested from my fiance, you know, I want you to send me a video. Like, I want to see you, you know, do the damn thing. And he sent it to me, you know, and I would use that whenever I'm not with him or whenever I can't. I would look at that and I would just reminisce. But what happens when you two are together and you guys have shared all these videos and all these photos, and then, like, you guys end up breaking up, like, probably 2 weeks later?
Well, you know what? I think shit like that needs to be discussed in the early runnings, because I think by the time you guys are splitting up and having problems and shit, don't let me think, oh, well, I should just give her these photos, or I should just send her these photos, or I should delete them. No, because now, instead of it turning into a highlight reel, it's turned into evidence. It's turned into something to expose her with. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, like I said, shit like that, you should definitely, definitely talk that shit out, work it out in the beginning before I say the first picture gets exchanged or before the first video is made. Like, hey, if we break up and, you know, whatever, then, you know, we delete the videos or you just send them all to me, whatever.
So do you think highlight reels are for everybody, every relationship? Do you think a relationship should have highlight reels, or do you think...
They're not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, some people, they want to, you know, they want to see how they do, because, you know, most motherfuckers, they'll watch it and see, okay, I could have went at this angle. Most niggas will look at it for research or to, you know, as an ego boost.
It is, because to me, like, it's, I would always say, like, yeah, it's for, like, you know, like, if I want to record myself, it's ugly because I want to see how I perform. Like, I want to see how I look doing what I do. It's all about, I'm telling you, you definitely have to trust that person. I feel like if we break up or whatever, I feel like everything should be deleted.
But you know what? At the same time, you might want to look back, because that was one of those moments that made you smile, one of those moments that made you happy. And if you had that with somebody,
But you will never get that again.
The relationship was a piece of shit, or you say he was a shit, but there was a moment that made you smile. And just so happens that moment was captured on video. So, you know, some people may, just keep it for sentimental purposes. And other motherfuckers would keep it, like I said, to put it on. I hear there's a site called MyBlackExGirlfriend.com where there's a whole lot of ex-smuts, and from what I've heard, there's a lot of females that I know on there, and I haven't touched that site because I don't want to, because Nikki Barber
is
the person that I am.
What is it?
MyBlackExGF.com. Some shit like that. But... And you know the person I am. If I see someone I know, I'll put it on Facebook. So, like, oh, I know who's on here. I haven't touched the site. But, you know, you have some assholes who are like that. You have some real stand-up good people, men and female. Like, they break up, they'll delete the pictures. You know, so therefore all that exists of it is the memory. You know what I'm saying? But you have some assholes, oh, she hurt me, so I'm going to hurt her. You know what I'm saying?
That is crazy. Like, yo, I don't know what I would do if I saw somebody I know on that. Like, I don't know if, like, girl, like, did you know that you're up there? Like, and those are the things that you want to, like, try to avoid. You know what I'm saying? Because I had, oh my gosh. It was somebody on my Instagram who basically got a girl to send him, like, you know, new pictures or whatever. He met her that same day, and she sent him the new pictures. As soon as she sent it, he turned around and posted them on Instagram and then tagged her name at it and then called her like, oh, you're a slut. Like, you sent me, as soon as I asked you to send me pictures, you sent it to me and basically posted all her at, like, no blocking, no, everything wide open, everything. And so many other females, and we're just so upset. Like, why the fuck would you do that to her? Like, you know, and then he's like, oh, but she tried to play me. So because she tried to play you, you do something like that. Like, you just explore her whole entire body.
Well, you got to remember, most dudes, when a chick shits on them or when a chick exposes or looks at them, most times the chick doesn't have to pull up pictures. She doesn't have to expose screenshots, because I don't give a fuck what dude it is. If it's a girl he was really digging, he done text her something or posted something to her shit that made him look corny or made him look thirsty or made him look like a sap puppy in love or whatever. She ain't got to do all that. And she'll have all that evidence, and she'll just straight most of them on the shit that she's known and experienced. A dude, he's not really, most dudes, I should say, he's not really like that. He's like, she went like that. Oh, I'm going to blow her whole shit up and expose it. 8 times out of 10, it doesn't do any damage to the girl's reputation. Anything, it just attracts more niggas because now they want pictures like that for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you would just really have to, especially you have to really, I mean, because it is, it's enticing, you want to do it, you want to spice it up, you want to, like, you know, especially if you, you know, and it happens a lot, too, before relationships are established, before they're established, because you want to send him that type of picture to let him know that you're interested, or, you know, you're showing him, you're telling him something what's up, or you might be implying, you know, whatever. But you really have to trust that person, like,
you really, it's a level of trust, because, like, if you want to send them a picture, you're trusting them, one, not to leak it.
Not even to your best friend who you tell and share everything with. You got that, because when that person sent it to you, they sent it to you. Because you have people that, you know, like, you know, and it's crazy because I've actually had someone get so upset because a picture that was in their phone happened to get leaked, and she couldn't understand, like, how did that picture get out, because she did not post it. But what had happened was a guy that she was seeing. When she was sleeping, went through her phone because she would never send him pictures, and he just wanted a picture for her contact. So he basically went in her phone and went through her gallery and sent the picture to himself.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely do, and you know, you definitely do have to be careful too, because you can be in a relationship and you can be, you know, everything can be going good, but then it's like, yeah, you have to be careful of who might come across that. Accidentally or on purpose.
Sure indeed.
All right. Let's get into some would you rather. So you have to basically, you have to pick one. You have to pick one, Black. You have to pick one.
Yo, why? Yo, nigga boss, you say put me on the spot. Like, I'm guessing you got a homegirl. You got a homegirl that's thinking I'm cool, so she sends you a list of questions to ask me. You know what I'm saying? You got a homegirl that's thinking, we just told her to hit me on Twitter. Tell her to follow me on Instagram and like all my pictures.
But you have to, like, you have to, because it's what you
rather. Tell her to send me a DM on Twitter or something.
Yeah.
All right.
So would you rather wake up naked and sore and without any memory of the night before next to the Burger King guy telling you you had it your way? Or would you rather wake up next to Ronald McDonald telling you that you were loving it?
Really?
Yes, just one or the other.
I can't answer that question, because either way, that's a pause question, and the answer will have to end in no homo. Like, come on, man.
So say it.
No, I'm going to say neither, because I'm not going to be put in that fucking situation. I don't care how drunk I get at a party.
All right, next question. Would you rather go back in time and meet your ancestors, like, let's say 1800s, prehistoric 1800s, or would you rather go way into the future and meet your great-grandchildren, like 2200?
I would rather go to the future and meet my great-grandchildren.
Cool.
Without a doubt. I would rather meet my great-great-grandchildren.
Okay. Would you rather die and go to the worst place imaginable, but all your loved ones can live for as long as they choose, or sacrifice your friends, family, and loved ones, sending them to the worst place imaginable, but you get to live for as long as you want and have 3 random superpowers?
Now, the person that I am, I would just actually, I'll take the pain and suffering so my people would be good.
That's what's up. You have some people that would definitely be like, oh, shit, and I get to get 3 superpowers? Fuck it. You know? But I would choose the first one, too. I would die and go to the worst place imaginable, but have all my loved ones, you know, live for as long as they chose. Okay. Would you rather get a dream vacation for 2 weeks or spend 5 days with anyone in the world, but you must stay in your hometown?
Wait, what?
Would you rather get a dream, like win a dream vacation for 2 weeks, or spend 5 days with anyone in the world, anyone in the world? But if you choose that, you have to stay in your hometown.
Oh, that's what's up. I would take the person in my hometown.
I think I would choose that too.
Because like it'll be, because if I pick to spend 5 days with somebody, it'll just gonna be my favorite person in the world, like my favorite celebrity, my favorite whatever.
Yeah,
you know
it could be
and
a
favorite. And I got them
from
5 days. You know
what
I mean? Yep. So I'm going to show them my hood. I'm going to show them my world. You know what I mean? And that's one like that.
That's what's up. Would you rather have free Starbucks for a year or free iTunes music forever?
I'll take free Starbucks for a year.
Yeah, because niggas we download music and shit. But Starbucks is nasty.
On iTunes?
What
the hell?
Would you rather... Let's see. Would you rather... Now, listen carefully to this one, Black. Would you rather have an ordinary home in an extraordinary place, or an extraordinary home in an ordinary place?
I would have an ordinary home in an ordinary place, because if you start from ordinary, all you can do is go up.
So you'll have an ordinary home in an extraordinary place.
Hell yeah.
Me too. I would. Because I feel like, why have that big-ass house, big-ass lavish dream house on, like, in a little-ass area? I would have chose that one, too. Would you rather date a rich workaholic or a poor girl with plenty of time for you?
A poor girl with a lot of time for me.
Okay. Would you rather have all your dreams come true, but have a 10% chance of instant death, or be completely average with nothing special about you?
What was the first part?
Would you rather have all your dreams come true, but have a 10% chance of instant death, or Would you rather be completely average with nothing special about you?
A 10% chance you could be completely average and be and have 10% chance of dying. Hell, I could go outside right now to the store and have a 50% chance of getting hit by a car.
Yeah, but they're saying, like, if you can have all your dreams come true, so, like, say if you wanted, you dreamed of being a millionaire, like, would you do that? No, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I think I would, I don't know, 10% chance is not a high enough chance for me to be all scared. Like, that's just how I feel. Because, yeah, like, you can have a higher chance of being an average Joe and dying quicker. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, like, every time you step outside the house, you have, like, I would say a greater than 10% chance of. All right. Would you rather have an excellent relationship, but not so excellent sex, or have an awful relationship with incredible sex?
I think the level of sex depends on the strength of the relationship. So if you have an incredible sex and everything pretty much is good in a relationship, like, you know.
But it could just be your penis, though.
I would rather have an awesome relationship with incredible sex.
Okay. Would you play Russian roulette one time with one bullet for $100,000? Yes or no?
No.
Hell the fuck no. Russian roulette with one bullet. One time.
Well, that's the key. Well, for those who
I know the point of Russian roulette, but I'm just like, hell no. Like, at least it couldn't be like 10 of us in a line. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like the fifth one, so by the probably time you get to me, somebody else got shot.
No, if you're playing with 10 people and again, the Russian roulette, where the gun has 6 bullets and you're 5, you have a 50% chance of getting shot. if there's 6 chambers and one bullet in the chamber and you're number 5,
I'm passed.
You got the 1 in 5 chance of being shot.
Damn.
I'd rather be number 7.
Number 7. Okay. Would you rather be friend zoned by your crush or have your best friend fall in love with you?
Wow. Would I rather be friend zoned by my crush or have my best friend fall in love with me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I've been on both sides of the spectrum. Where to have been friend zoned by a crush.
Mm-hmm.
And no lie, it's been beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And then this time I had a best friend fall in love with me, and it wasn't the greatest. But then I also had the opposite of both. I had a best friend who talked about they had feelings and shit, and it was cool. It didn't work out, but, you know, it was cool. And then I was started off friend zoned by a crush, and then she was all, hey, I'm liking you too. And then next thing you know, hey, that didn't work out either. But so with that one, I'm all, you know, it's all, it depends.
So you can't choose which one you would rather.
No, because like I said, it depends on the situation. It depends on who the crush is and who the what you call it is.
Okay. Would you rather work as a cashier for the rest of your life or be a male prostitute for 5 years?
Definitely the first one.
Really? Hi, can I help you? Hi, my name is Black.
Hey. I'll do it.
Which do you prefer? And then we're going to go into another commercial break before we come back with the what do you rather. Which would you prefer, chest or butt?
Wait, what?
What would you prefer? Which do you prefer, chest or butt?
Trust.
No, chest or butt. You said chest?
Oh, chest or butt. Damn. It depends on the girl, because certain girls look great with butt. Some girls are just great with chest and no butt. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's up and down there.
That's funny. That is funny. All right. Well, whenever you are ready to go into another commercial break, let's get it, Black. I have to definitely.
Well, the dollar you murder for is that old fight before your soul. Or your brother's the one that you're running from. But if you got money, fuck it, cause I want some.
B.I.G. Fuckin' with me. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want to, they want to. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Fuck I'm saying. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the fucking villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, man, they got a feel. Young player from the D that's killing.
Okay.
Everything that he's
fucking
for the go.
Click, click, click,
oh God.
Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, click, click.
Yeah, I'm talking B. Nigga, I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing fucking with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hobo Hefe. Translation, I'm the shit. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Nigga down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the supreme team. And all our eyes screening only means
okay.
One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the. Break records to Louis, ate breakfast to Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas didn't pay us, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 go
gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blame it on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Deezy lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. Speedboat swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just want to design hotels and nail it. Shit is real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar Raphael or Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. I ask you, look at my life, I guess he's talking back. Fucking with my clique.
Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking clique. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the. They want the.
All black at the white show, white shoes at the black show, green car for the Cuban links,
Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like sex. South guy, gal, I'm having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The front, my rent, serving the guests. Years of stress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with the makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga tryna cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit tonight, I'ma leave it up on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up suit tonight. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love, love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
Yeah, we're back on Boss Radio 347-857-4202. Nicky Boss, look at that. You like that song?
Hell yeah, Sweet and Tired. I don't know, it's just so catchy to me. Like, I love it. I love it. How are we doing? You like it?
Yeah, I like that song. That's my shit. All
right. I was getting to a couple of more of these what ifs. Or would you rather, would you prefer, okay, would you rather be fluent in all languages or a master of every musical instrument?
Fluent in all languages.
Yeah, because that could be, that could be used as an advantage. I mean, you know, as far as traveling and stuff. Would you rather have no one show up to your wedding or your funeral?
My funeral.
Funeral, you said?
Yes.
Would you rather be paralyzed from the neck down in the next years and then fully recover, or be in a coma for the next 5 years and then fully recover?
You're in a coma after using that.
You will be in a coma?
Yeah, if you use that, why not?
Yeah, I would rather be in a coma than paralyzed. I would rather be in a coma. All right. Would you rather live in a world where there was no problems, or live in a world where you rule?
Neither.
Neither?
Because.
Okay. Why?
Well, sure, if, because you need to have that control, like you need to experience the bad shit so you can appreciate the good shit. So if you live in a world without problems, that's
mm-hmm.
miserable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when you rule, you know, they have your head that wears the crown, so that's just giving yourself more problems.
Okay.
So either way, one way you're not going to be happy. The other way you're just going to have nothing but problems. So.
Would you rather win the lottery, the Mega Millions, or live twice as long?
Twice as long.
Sure, I'm trying to win the lottery. Would you rather be the passenger of an extremely drunk driver for 10 minutes or be the passenger of a 7-year-old driving for 30 minutes?
What?
Would you rather be the passenger of an extremely drunk driver for 10 minutes? Like, would you rather be in the car with somebody that's extremely drunk driving for 10 minutes? Or would you rather be the passenger of a 7-year-old driving for 30 minutes?
I would probably rather be in a car with a 7-year-old, especially when I say every show, a rob a lot, don't drink and drive, and then for me to fucking turn around and ride with a drunk driver, like, go on. One more question, then let's see if there's something else.
Okay. Let's see. Would you rather have everlasting fame and fortune and nothing else, or be with your love and nothing at all?
I guess I'd rather be with my love with nothing else, you know.
Damn, not me, so I would choose the same thing. What's going on in the sports world, Black?
Well, in the sports world, we got our New York Knicks going against the Boston Celtics as we speak. Of course, y'all know the Knicks are up 1-0. Yesterday, the Brooklyn Nets lost the Chicago Bulls, tying the series 1-1. As far as what the conference are, I don't really give a shit, so I haven't been paying attention. But the New York Jets traded Darrell Revis to Tampa Bay for a couple of draft picks. You know what? I'm just gonna be one of those people that's gonna say, let's see what happens when the season starts. I mean, personally, I think it was a dumb move on the Jets, but hey, the niggas get paid to make those types of decisions. I don't. So,
why do you say that?
Well, Darrell Revis was pretty much the center of their defense. You know, and you take him out, mind you, this is a Pro Bowl defensive player. You know, and for those who are not into football like Mickey Parks, when someone says pro ball, that's pretty much saying like they made the all-star team for football, okay?
Okay.
And he's done it more than once. So as far as the defensive player goes, he's pretty fucking dope. You know, he gets interceptions. You know, he can stop the ball. He runs all that. So for them to trade him to Tampa Bay when their team as a whole is pretty much sinking anyway. Like I said, as a fan, as a football person, you're like, yo, what the hell are they doing? But like I said, we got to wait until the season starts. And also, ladies and gentlemen, the NBA draft, not the NBA draft, I'm sorry, the NFL draft starts this Thursday night. So all your hopefuls from college, you know what I'm saying, let's see where they stack up. And you already know the NFL draft parties or something serious. You know what I'm saying? Just the promotion that goes around them is insane. So if you are into it, you want to see who your team's picking up this year, if you got NFL Network, you definitely want to tune in. If not, I guess you want to stay up to the date by watching SportsCenter or some shit. But it's definitely...
So this is where the college people have... It's like basically a big break for them.
Well,
so,
if they get drafted, you know what I'm saying?
For all their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Okay.
Right. And, you know, these are mostly the seniors who are graduating or graduated or
so. Because I've seen, like, I've seen the live coverage and, you know, the people that they chose from the schools and everything like that. But do they choose one person or is it a couple from each school?
Well, the whole thing is
out of how many people that play on that team, how many of them have a chance of making it into the draft?
Well, it all depends on the individual stats, and any player can enter the draft. You know, they can voluntarily enter the draft.
Or you're selected.
Of course, you know, everybody wants to be within that first round. Because, you know, first round draft, that's where everyone's looking. That's where everyone is going to want to throw their endorsement deals at. You know what I'm saying? That's where all of that real big media hype is, in the first round. Because if you're a first round draft pick, that means you're pretty fucking good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? First round is on Thursday.
So if you're not the first pick, how many picks are there?
I believe, off the top of my head, I'm not sure. I believe there's up to 13 or 14 rounds. Like I said, off the top of my head, I'm not 100% sure, so people listening, don't kill me, but if you guys have the answer, definitely call us up, hit us up on Twitter, whatever, and give me the definite number. Of course, the last round you're on the draft, that's the last two picks up, or you get looked at to carry the team. Because the first few rounds, that's where people look for the star quarterbacks, the star receivers, the star running backs, and everything like that. Those are where the coaches and the general managers are looking to fortify their team those first couple of rounds.
Okay. So is there anybody in particular from college that you would like to see on any team specifically?
No, actually, because, you know, I haven't been paying attention to the to the NCAA this year that much. Except for basketball, I haven't really been paying attention to football and stuff.
Okay. And I heard that you mentioned endorsement deals and stuff like that. How do you feel about Rick Ross losing his endorsement deal with Reebok? How do you feel about that?
I laugh. Okay, don't get it twisted. I'm not condoning rape or any type of sexual assault. I laugh because I find it funny, you know, he said those two bars caused this real big outrage and he got dropped. That just shows, you know, other artists, yo, you really got to watch what you're saying. It also shows, like, yo, it's not just about your music anymore. You know what I'm saying? When you pick up an endorsement deal, you know what I'm saying, especially when you're a rapper, because it's, you know, I'm guessing for something like this, hard to, you know, you're going from that underground, grungy, say what you want, you know what I'm saying, type shit. Now you got to kind of, like, polish up your act, because now you're representing a business. Now you're representing a fucking entity.
He said exactly, yeah.
Dropped Molly her champagne, she didn't even know it, took her to the room, enjoyed it, she didn't even know it. Like, and those two bars cost the man like $50 million.
Yeah, it was a lot, millions of dollars. Because Reebok
was not for a Rick Ross probably didn't pick up a basketball, baseball, football in his fucking life. But he was offered.
How do you think he should come back from all of this?
There's no coming back because, the damage is done. He lost the deal. The only thing he can do now is just move forward and hope his next album is fucking hot as shit.
Amazing. And his performances, shut down shows.
You know what I'm saying? Because we live in a society where you're only as good as your last fucking hit. Or you're only as good as the last great thing you did. So, yeah, we'll still, you know, remember the bad shit you did. But you got to come with some really great, monumental, tremendous shit for us to forget about it. Like Kobe with the girl in fucking Colorado. Kobe has to win at least two more fucking championships for us to really forget that shit.
Do an endorsement deal with you because it'll, you know, that kind of like reflects. And, you know, this, you know, Rick Ross isn't the only person, only celebrity that has lost endorsement deals due to things that they've said or done, because Chris Brown, when the whole Rihanna incident came out with the whole domestic violence side of things, he lost with Devilment. with a whole bunch of other companies. So yeah, you
yeah,
do have
does.
To. Yeah, no, he lost a lot. He lost multiple, all in one, multiple. So you do have to be careful about what you say and how you say it, because, you know, I mean, did you feel as though that was the right move off that one line?
At the end of the day, they had to do whatever was good for business. Like, once that track came out, there were people in front of that Reebok store, I mean, within minutes of that song being debuted. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even from this standpoint, like, yo, all those people, they represent a certain dollar amount of what they were willing to buy in Reebok. And what Reebok was saying, like, yo, if all these people outside protesting our shit because he said this, we'll lose all this potential money. We got to cut it. I think that's, and then, everything is a business now. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is a business, clothing is a business, everything is a business now. And most of the decisions that are made from a business perspective, are made in the interest of business. Because people get in the business for one thing, to make a profit, to make money, and to keep making money. So if something comes up to where that is interrupted, they're going to do what they have to do to preserve it.
And I definitely feel like, you know, this should definitely teach him a lesson. It should definitely teach him a lesson on what the fuck his next track is going to be about. You know, it's sad when, you know, and at the drop of a dime, all of that shit happened. And I believe, you know, sometimes with becoming a celebrity, that endorsement deals, like, kind of help you out a lot as far as, yeah, because you can fall off and as an artist and produce whack shit, but as long as you have your endorsement deal still rolling around and you're still interactive and getting yourself involved with shit like that, that's also an income. So yeah, you definitely do have to take that really serious. What do you think, have you been paying attention to any of the Love and Hip Hop?
As far as I know, it just came back on yesterday and I didn't see it. You know, I'm actually kind of upset. Like, I guess I missed the Black Ink Crew reunion because that was definitely one of the shows I was following heavy.
It was.
But as far as I'm in hip hop, like, it just started.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Have you got a chance to?
No, I haven't caught it.
I'm so mad that Scandal, there needs to be, I can't wait for Scandal to, the second season to come on Netflix, because I definitely missed a lot of episodes. And I know you don't like Scandal. You're whack.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just haven't gotten a chance to get into it. From what I've heard, it's great, but I just haven't gotten a chance to check it out.
Did you hear about Little Scrappy turning himself in?
Yeah, for a piss test. At least he did that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's you know, it's crazy to be on the run for a fucking piss sample. When really all you had to do is just go piss in a couple of your shit was very, you know, state probation violation. And you know what I'm saying? Why does have to be national news that you missed a fucking drug test? Who gives a shit? Handle your business.
Exactly. Handle your fucking business. Like, Scrappy.
Like, that's Every time out of 10, you go handle it, and it'd be easier for you than to go through the whole shit and fucking, excuse me, and dealing with getting locked up for a year and paying all this lawyer fees and court fees. And you could just go, yo, just, you know what I'm saying, face up to it, get the shit done, leave the fuck on. That's pretty much all I've said.
Yeah. That was just such a fucking stupid move. Now you, he looks so sad in the pictures that were leaked. That's crazy. And Miss Rihanna be acting up. She posts a picture of her breast on Instagram.
Yes,
to like,
I'm not going to lie. Straight guy shit. I'm so happy I caught it.
She deleted it, though.
I don't give a shit. I'm happy I caught it. I just didn't screenshot it, but I'm happy I caught it. You know, sometimes it's a ray of sunshine to go on your Instagram and just see Rihanna, quote unquote, accidentally posted her titties. I bet you she got a spike and followed after that shit. And I don't know, maybe it's just me. I'm not really believing if a celebrity posts a naked pic or leaks a sex tape, it's accidental or somebody's trying to hurt them. We in the day and age, they do that shit every fucking week now. You know what I'm saying? So, hell, if I see it and fucking I can see it before I just take it down, hey, I'm good with it. What man in their right mind would not like to see Rihanna's titties?
That's funny. But of course, she had to delete it. So, shout out to everybody that did catch it. Shout out to you, Black.
Yeah, she had to delete it because why? Because she has endorsements.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? She would have lost those endorsements. You know what I'm saying?
And one of her biggest endorsements is she's from, where is she from again?
Barbados.
Yeah, Barbados. She has, the city of Barbados gave her, like, basically, like, the keys to over there. She has like the biggest tourist attraction. Everything basically is kind of based off of her in Barbados. So she definitely can't. Yeah, and then that's the thing. Why would you? I don't see. I'm not trying to risk my endorsements. Like, I'm sorry. Yes, you want to be normal. You want to do things too, and you want to do certain things because it may seem fun. But you definitely have to think about the company that you're supposed to be, you are supposed to be representing. And the scary shit is, did you hear about them catching, I believe, what, two guys trying to basically blow up a train in Canada? What?
I didn't hear you.
Did you hear about the two guys that they caught trying to blow up a train in Canada?
The whole... I just found that, crazy, because now all of a sudden all of these extra plots are coming up. But you know what? It is what it is, and I come to find out I've learned this, if America just minded their own business and handle their own shit instead of trying to fix everyone else's in the world shit, America wouldn't have as many enemies as it does. You know what I'm saying? But America wants to walk around just like Mr. Big Dick and try to take everybody's shit and fight everybody's battles when they can't barely win the battles at home.
All these terrorist calls, people plotting to blow up shit. It's just, yeah, like you say again, if everybody would just mind their own business and handle their own shit, it wouldn't be too much of all this crossfire shit. And I definitely do I definitely do agree with you. But do you believe that, like, LeBron James, like, had a hair transplant?
You know what? I haven't seen him recently, and I wouldn't put it past anybody with money with something like that.
Because they're like, he's slowly but surely getting his hairline back.
Hey, he might have joined the hair club for men, and fuck it. You know, he's not even, what? He's not even 27, 28. And he's losing his hair. Fuck it. He, you know, he wants to try to preserve it for a little while longer. He wants to wear weave. Hey, that is what it is.
Wow. I could believe, you know, I could believe, like, yeah, I could believe that he did it. Because looking at pictures at him before and now, yeah. I can believe it.
You know,
I mean, would you go as far as doing that if you were LeBron?
I don't know, because I'm not in that situation, but you know, I'll be Texas. I might just wear hats all the time.
Like, what's his name, Neo?
You know,
I think
Neo, like Denny Wayne, just wear a hat all the time. You know, or just rock a baldy, you know.
Dang, Christina Milian getting Botox surgery.
Yikes.
Yeah, they feel like she looks like a monster.
She looks like a monster?
Yeah, they don't know. They don't think that was a great move.
Well, you know. Well, you know.
I'm pretty sure all you have to do is basically type Google her name, and you will definitely see that. Shout out to @_SBPK.
Wait, what?
Shout out to is one of my Twitter followers who's tuning in. Shout out to @SeanJ229. From Selma, just hit me up. Shout out to Mr. Soldier.
Well, you know what, Mr. Balls, I'm having a great little vibe here. Can I go into something real quick?
Definitely can, whenever you're ready.
347-857-4300, to Assault Park Radio, Nikki Balls, Brooklyn Black. Got about half hour show time left. Hit us on the Twitter. We got the chat room open for those tuned in online. You know.
Just before we get to commercial break.
So it's called in. Let's ask Nikki Bob some questions. You know, you see she stay having me on the fence. Let's see who's real with it. I see the call lines. You guys are here. So don't be shy. Hit one on the phone. Ask them some questions. Ask her whatever you want. But we'll be right back.
Probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music. I will share it, but today I'm saying this don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Look inside of my soul and you can find gold.
inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, it can burn a bridge. Even a small light, it can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just want to be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say you say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me, things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe, bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it with you. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling, emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain, tell me you're watching a chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name, I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 You ain't heard the coast like this in a long time. Don't you see that long time? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 50. Threes in the air, I can see you are. Hide your feelings now. What you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's a ride. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I think bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Nigga that tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you do better, and I'll start hating only if you make me. Cups of the XO. All my people been here. I see all of my friends here. Guess she don't have the time to kick it no more. Flights in the morning. What you doing that's so important? I've been drinking so much that I'ma call you anyway and say, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say, fuck that nigga that you think you found. And since you picked up, I know he's not around. Oh, oh, oh.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying you do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you do better. And I'll start hating only if you
I think I'm addicted to naked pictures and sitting talking about bitches that we almost had. I don't think I'm conscious of making monsters out of the women I sponsor till it all goes bad. But shit, it's all good. We threw a party, yeah, we threw a party. Bitches came over, yeah, we threw a party. I was just calling cause they were just leaving. Talk to me, please, don't have much to believe in. I need you right now, are you down to listen to me? Too many drinks have been given to me. I got some women that's living off me. Pay for their flights and hotels, I'm ashamed. Bet that you know them, I won't say no names. After a while, girl, they all seem the same. I've had sex 4 times this week, I'll explain. Having a hard time adjusting to fame. Sprite in that mixed up. I've been talking crazy, girl, I'm lucky that you picked up. Lucky that you stayed on. I need someone to put this weight on.
Fuck, sorry.
Right now?
I'm just saying you do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you do better. And I'll start hating only if you make me.
You're not gonna come? I guess I'm about to just.
While I hold your hurt back, a white friend said you niggas crazy. I hope no one heard that. Yeah. I hope no one heard that.
Cause if they did, we gon' be in some trouble.
Yeah. If they did, we gon' be in some trouble. Trouble. Oh, oh, oh.
Thinking about how bad you be. Don't you remember the last time the sex was good? I made you scream. We was really on. I remember the feeling like it was just yesterday. Now I'm up in the city, I'm fucking it up while getting this extra pay. Screaming death to haters and debaters, they wanna discuss me. But I be getting them pesos and that fire head like I'm lucky. Yo, this the shit, yo, it must be. And I love the way that you ride. And I'ma kill that pussy off. Yo, it's a homicide.
Till it's late at night and I'm driving.
over to your crib for some action. And I just can't wait to put it down. I just wanna work you out. Pulling up in your driveway. If you keep the door unlocked, I'm coming in, girl. I need to go and up the stairs into the bedroom. I pop a bag, throw petals on the floor. We gon' do it all night. We gon' do it all night. Really using my tongue, baby. Yeah, girl. Whenever I'm in your city, you know I'ma go by baby. I'ma fuck the city up. Nah, I'ma give my love to you. You, I'ma fuck the city up. Tell me never, baby. Over, baby. I'ma fuck the city up. It's 1 a.m. to me. I know it's kinda early, but let's take it in for the night, babe. But if you wanna bring your friends, she can come, she can come.
Fuck it up, fuck it
just
up.
Just let me lay you up on the bed, hands on the pillow. I'ma go deep, put work in the middle. Ass up, face down, baby, I'ma work it up. You see the total hands screaming a little. Bump it out, can get it out, can get it out. Can we play a little game? Girl, your body on my arm, up and down. Make me work for it, baby. I'ma give you the business, girl. You gon' get it when I start really using my tongue, baby. Yeah, girl. Whenever I'm in your city, you know I'ma go by baby. I'ma fuck the city up. Nah, I'ma give my love to you.
Ride this bitch all night, tell her giddy up. Champagne, some new dreams, a new buck. The light's too bright, this ain't my jeweler. This is the epitome of jealousy when niggas expect you to strike out like a felony. It's not my intention to lash out, but you're telling me a nigga that he never beat. One of the greatest. Bitch, you hating cause a nigga made. When I was cutting records in my fucking basement, a little nigga couldn't get a placement. But like a spaceship, I'm out of here, not a bill. You bring and I buy the bill. Looking at my chain, it's like a chandelier. But these diamonds here and these diamonds real.
Let me play. Get your body on my arm, up and down. Make me work for it, work for it, work. Baby. I'ma give you the business, girl. You gon' get it when I start really using my tongue, baby.
Yeah, girl.
Whenever I'm in your city, you know I'ma go by baby. I know I'ma fuck the city up. Nah, I'ma give my love to you, you. I'ma fuck the city up.
All Bar Radio, we're back in the building, 347-857-4302. Nikki Bars, Brooklyn Black. I had to bring it back out. You see, I was starting to beast out. Nikki, what's up, baby?
What's good? I was in the zone. I was in the zone. I was in the zone. But wait, when
you know,
do
I
you think?
Yeah, when I start to mix, or like sometimes I got to snap myself out of it, like, yo.
You
don't want to hear
back.
All music.
I could have definitely got a cookie in on that on that zone right there. That's funny. But what do you think? When do you think that Kanye? Do you even think that Kanye West wants to marry Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
So do you think it's gonna happen after the baby's born?
Probably.
I mean, I feel like it's only right. You know what I'm saying? It's only right. But shout out to her. He's supposed to be having her baby soon?
I don't know. I don't follow. Like, I'm waiting because more than likely there's going to be a fucking E special on that shit.
Oh, what? Just like when she married, what's his name, Chris Humphrey?
Yeah.
And it's just it ran across my mind because I'm like, damn, you know, she's over here pregnant about to give birth, but they're not married. You're not married yet. You know, and then how's one of me, okay, it's Kim K here and it's also Kanye here, so do you even think she's going to even pop the question? You know? Baby. And once he does, though, Ray J better chill all the way the fuck out. I tell you that much. Ray J better get it together.
Yo, I don't know about that shit, but I see other people on Twitter, on Facebook talking about the same shit I was saying. Oh, it's catchy though. I've been saying that. And I said it when the shit dropped. He did the shit in poor taste, but God damn it, the track is catchy.
I don't like it. I think it's so stupid. Maybe because I don't know. I just think it's so fucking stupid.
God. It's catchy. The beat's catchy. The hook's catchy. If you hear it once, you can't help yourself. You can't help but catch yourself going, I hate it. Like, it's catchy. Like, the show has another week of being famous, but, yo, this shit is catchy.
If you say so, I just feel like that was the most stupidest thing he could have ever freaking done. Jokingly or, like, true feeling-wise. Like, that was so... Because he's basically, like, who does that? Why? I mean, not to say who does that, but why would you do that? It made him look retarded to me. And Ray J, I never really paid attention to him anyway, but now he just looks pathetic to me. Like, because imagine if they did get married. Like, would you try to impose on the wedding? Like, I don't get it. I just don't get why he even put that song out. I think it should have been a song that was made that, like, you know, was just a joke between the money team or his niggas or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, just a jokingly song that you sing when you are with them, not something that's released.
I hear you.
That's sad. And I just want to, I'm curious to see how the baby's going to look. Wait, what is she even having? Nobody knows?
Shit, I don't know. Don't ask me now. You know, I don't know.
So curious to see how this baby is going to look.
I don't know.
That's funny. But I hope that he does, ask to marry her soon. Right, Kanye, especially if you love her and you guys have a kid.
Oh, and I want to take just a quick second to send my condolences out to Trina. Her brother was killed this morning in Miami. So my condolences and prayers to her family.
Wow. And you said this is who? This is a friend of yours?
No, I'm talking to the rapper Trina.
Oh, Trina. Okay. You just said Trina. I didn't say. Wow.
meet that. There's really, stuff. What else you got going down, son? What else is the old fall movement up to?
Being chilling, I wanted to ask you, what you got planned for this week, the weekend? Rest of the week? You have any parties that you're...
No, it's the rest of the month is going to be real quiet for me. You know, shit really starts to pick up for me in May. You know, as it gets nicer, you know, we still having our little chilly days in April, but, you know, as it gets nicer, like I said, once the middle of May hits, shit picks up and I'll have a lot more events. Like, I know there's, I got events on May 18th, May 10th, you know, so.
You definitely do have that. You better be at the event on the 18th because I'm throwing it.
Wait, what? Wait. That's on the 18th, too?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, it is. So I will be sending out the invitations by no later than Thursday, because I just got two more people to send out invitations.
And that day I'm also participating in a lupus walk. Don't worry, I'll definitely send those details. And I also have... Huh?
What time is the lupus walk?
That's in the morning.
Okay, and the event that I'm going is at 5 p.m. in the evening.
Yeah. So after the lupus walk, I have another shower to go to. Then I have your shower. Then I have to shoot back to Brooklyn. Then I have to shoot to Manhattan. I'm quadruple booked for May 18th. Nobody else asked me to do shit on May 18th.
You have two of those to attend that day?
Yes.
How are you going to do? Are you going to stay at each one for like 20 minutes?
Maybe like an hour or so, you know.
Because you have to travel. The distance between Brooklyn and...
Yeah, I know. I know all that's been taken into account, you know. So like I said, I'm going to be exhausted that day. You know, and I'm hoping I can make all events. You know, if the way it looks, the time permits, I can make it because the first joint is at 2. The walk is at 9. So I'm giving myself at least 3 hours for the walk. So by 12, I should be done. Then I got to shoot over to Queens by 2 o'clock on Manhattan. It shouldn't be that bad. Then I head to Brooklyn. Shower change, head to your event. You know, I got the whole shit planned out. Like I said, as long as everything is going to shoot the ball transportation-wise, and as long as I got access to coffee and stuff, I should be good and make it through the day.
Let's see if it goes according to the... I want to see, yes. Can't wait to see you at my event, so that way I can see how tired you look from running around all day, walking and running.
Yeah.
But definitely, I'm definitely, that's what I'm spending majority of my time nowadays, putting together this event, so that way it comes out the way that it's planned, and everybody shows up, and we just have a great time for the type of event that it's going to be, so I can't wait for May 18th, and also my birthday's in May. My birthday's May 5th. May 5th. Don't ask me what I'm doing. I don't know.
There's another event.
I mean, you know, I want to go away with my fiance, but I don't know. Like, I haven't really put a lot of thought into it. You would think I would have, but I really didn't. So, I don't know. I'm taking suggestions, though. Like, if anybody knows of any fun ideas to do for your birthday, definitely let me know, because I have none at all. But,
all right.
Yeah, definitely coming to the closing of the show. And shout out to at Valley V. You have to email me what you want me to play for Thursday, and then I can do so. Try to make it happen. So don't tweet the video. You have to email me. I will, as soon as I get out of Twitter jail, I will be able to, I'll tweet it again, but send me the email and MP3 files only, please, because sometimes I think you just, some people just bypass the whole MP3 file only and just see send and submit, so, no. But, like I always say, don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say about you, what you're doing, what you got going on, especially if it's benefiting you and yours. It's not hurting anybody. Do you? And we'll definitely see you back on Thursday. Good night.
And, of course, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. I've been telling people this shit for years, and there are a lot of fools pulling off scams. So, please, people, listen up. Grab your tools, fellas. Don't fall for the scam. But above a lot, don't drink and drive, you know. Hit me up, and like I said, like the new Facebook page, you know what I'm saying? Facebook.com/Brooklyn Black Presents Pregame Radio. You'll have up to minute updates for all shows on the Pregame Radio Network, including this one and mine Friday and Saturday, plus other, you know, this and that and all that good shit. You guys have a good one, and, yeah, we're going to see you on Thursday. We out of here.